Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said too many people run out of ideas long before they run out of words. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, let's get back to our study. We've been talking about prayer, and we've noted the fact that prayer is an opportunity for a person to express his feelings and reverence and respect for his Father in heaven. We were looking particularly at what Jesus taught his disciples about prayer in Matthew chapter 6. We began with verse 9 when Jesus said, "After this manner, pray." And so here's the way that you pray. "After this manner, pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We've talked about his reverence for God. We talked about the place that God is now and the desire of those who are children of God to go to heaven when life here upon the earth is over. Then, of course, in verse 11, he goes ahead to enter another phase of that prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." Once in a while, someone will say, we don't need to ask God for something that God has promised he would give to us. Well, I think this answers that argument very clearly. Did God promise to provide for us our daily bread? Yes. Well, did he tell his disciples, pray, give us this day our daily bread? And the answer is yes. So it simply implies a recognition of our dependence on God in every way. Whether it's the food that we eat or whatever we do, we're dependent upon God because God is the giver of every good and every perfect gift, James 1 and verse 17. So our prayers are simply an attempt to thank God for what he has done, and ask God to continue to give to us those things that are necessary for sustaining our life. We have to have our daily bread, or that which we eat, consume, in order to take care of our physical bodies. If we don't eat, we'll die. And so, give us this daily bread. Now remember, when we're talking about this, we're not talking about something that we ask God to give to us, and we stand by passively waiting for it to happen. On one occasion, God provided for the children of Israel manna from heaven. But he doesn't put the food on our table, does he, in the same manner that he did with the manna? Certainly, the food is on our table because God has blessed us, but he still requires of us that we go out and work and provide for our families. So the Bible is very clear about it. A man who won't work, neither shall he eat. The prayer is not saying, Father, give me something for my family to eat that I don't have to work for. No. When we get the idea that the world owes us a living, and we have the idea that we're here for someone else to take care of, we have a mistaken idea, don't we? Remember back a few years ago when there was a group of people who went around with an aversion to working and who were highly insulted when the government would not provide for them funds so that they could carry on their lives without doing anything, without working. Well, I objected then and I object now to a person who is able to work being given that which he hasn't worked for. When we get the idea in our mind that the world owes it to us, our neighbors and our friends should work hard so that they can take their money and support me in my laziness, I just don't think there's any Bible teaching along that line. If a man won't work, neither shall he eat. And so the idea is, we need to very diligently take care of our families, and yet we're saying to the Lord, you've made that possible. when you think about the things that are yours, where did they come from? When you think about your job and the work that you do to sustain your family, do you realize that it's through God's goodness that you're able to have that job, that you're able to arise from the bed, go out and do the work that you do during the daytime, that God has been instrumental in providing that? Certainly God doesn't put our food on a silver platter and place it upon our table with the encouragement for us to go ahead and eat. Rather, he gives us the opportunities. And so we say, give us this day our daily bread. All right, the next part of the prayer was, forgive us our debtors, or forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Well, let's look at that. Forgiving us. You and I have the ability to live right before our God, but we don't always do it. And so we sin. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17 says, all unrighteousness is sin. 1 John 3 and verse 4 says, whoso transgresseth the law committeth sin, for sin is transgression of the law. So we sin, we transgress the law, we're guilty of unrighteousness. Do we need forgiveness? Well, absolutely so. So our prayer would include the request that God forgive us of our debts, forgive us of our trespasses, forgive us of the things that we have done wrong. And incidentally, see how that's tied in to my receiving forgiveness in regard to my giving forgiveness to others. In Matthew 18, Jesus talked about a man who owed a huge debt. There was another man that owed him a small debt. But the man with the huge debt went to the one that he owed and said, have mercy on me and I'll pay all. Well, of course, the man had mercy on him. And then he turned around to the fellow who owed him a small debt and demanded payment and would have no mercy whatever. Well, Jesus used that as an illustration of mankind with God. We go to God and we say, God, I've done wrong. Please forgive me. And we want God to forgive us. Then somebody else does something to us that we don't like. And then they come and ask for forgiveness. And we say, no, I'll not forgive you. I'll hold that against you the rest of my life. I'm not going to forgive. Well, Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother his trespasses, then your trespasses will not be forgiven either. And so it becomes apparent that my forgiveness depends on what I'm willing to do in regard to other people. There are a lot of great things in this prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Remember until tomorrow that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.